Sister Tolja, good morning to you, dear.
Good morning, Jamie and Smash. How's it going?
We are so happy to have you on the air with us. Appreciate you joining us. We have, of course, you can always go to sistertolja.com. She's actually also on Allman's Electric Stove, which is linked there, but sistertolja.com is her blog, and she's one of our favorite bloggers from around the nation. You're in Carolina?
North Carolina, yeah.
Because you're always talking about the cats.
The Panthers finally eked one out this weekend.
Yeah, you like the Panthers down there, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and thanks for the comments on the vlog, blog, whatever that you call it. My video, Rants and Reasons, that's great. I'm glad you tune into those.
I like that. You always sound animated on the radio, and you even look animated on video, too.
Well, and you were wondering when Smash is going to have his little video rant reason, aren't you?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
We figure that the prototype should be Mr. Allman's, and once we see what is right and wrong with Mr. Allman's, then we can see whether I have a chance to bring mine forth.
Indeed. So you're fine-tuning his, and then you'll start yours once the kinks get worked out, right?
There you are.
It's like letting me putt first to find out the break and the green. That's what it's
exactly.
all about.
That's what we did yesterday.
Sister told you, you know, we haven't talked much about this, but on your blog, it's your lead item, which is about this whole George Allen thing. And folks, as you know, George Allen has been talked about as a leading contender for the Republican nomination for the presidency in 2008. We had the whole Macaca thing, and that was, obviously unfortunate. But now, though, some people are coming out of the woodwork with this allegation that he regularly used the N-word, and you kind of discuss this. Is this, obviously, I think using the N-word is a bad thing. I mean, there's no question about it. But
right.
it's odd that this is coming up, and people are being interviewed who knew him 20, 30 years ago, and kind of size this issue up for us, will you please?
Well, what's happened, Jamie, is that yesterday the liberal website Salon quoted three people who knew George Allen back from his days at the University of Virginia as saying the N-word on a few occasions. This was back in the 70s when he was quoted as saying the word. And George Allen's blog has, of course, denied the allegations that he ever used the word. But yesterday afternoon or evening, Larry Sabato, who is a well-respected political analyst, supposedly confirmed that Allen did use the word back in the 70s. And Larry Sabato is somebody whose credibility is very high. He's not as I noted on my blog, he's not a partisan gunslinger. So it's not like, I don't think George Allen's people could actually come out and attack Sabato's credibility and it hold any weight, because Sabato is respected on both sides of the aisle. So this is a problem for the Allen campaign, but as you mentioned, and as I mentioned on my blog too, is this relevant today? How is it relevant today? Is Allen, has Allen his record in Virginia serving the government there, does it reflect a racist policy-making tone? And I haven't seen any evidence of that. So I don't see the relevance of him saying the N-word in the 70s today, and that's assuming that he did say it at all.
Well, and this particular issue apparently has become important only because of the previous Macaca thing. I mean, I don't think this stuff about the N-word would have come up had he not been embroiled in this situation in which he had referred to a worker for an opposing campaign as Macaca. Mm-hmm. You know, right? I mean, this is all kind of, everything's just kind of snowballing.
What is
against
Macaca?
George. It's apparently like a an Asian monkey or something. I don't know. Is that what it is?
It's some form of a racial slur. I mean, a lot of us didn't even know that until the word was actually said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we had to wait on the media to let us know what it was, because a lot of us had never heard of the word.
Well, it's kind of why George Allen had difficulty wiggling out of that situation, because not many people knew what that word meant.
Mm-hmm.
And but apparently George Allen probably did know what it meant, but who knows? I mean, I don't, it's so weird, you know, and I obviously it speaks to the whole temperament issue, but this N-word thing just seems odd to me, because I guess this university guy wouldn't lie, but are we sure?
But in the end, do you judge a man on what he is at the present or what he is no longer?
Well, as I noted on my blog, I mean, the big question is, you know, is it a big issue today? I mean, has did his opinions, assuming that he did use the N-word on several occasions in the 70s, has that affected him while he's been in office? Is he someone who would, quote-unquote, regularly use that word today? And it's I don't think it's relevant in the same way that John Kerry's position on using United States troops only at the directive of the U.N. back in the 70s was to his campaign in 2004, because John Kerry's position in the 70s is essentially his position today on that issue. So his comments he made in the 70s were relevant, I think. I don't think Allen's comments in the 70s are relevant today, and that's unless, you know, someone does some digging and you know, looks at his record while he's been serving in office in Virginia and says, whoa, look at this.
Right.
He's, you know, got a few little shady things he voted against or for or something like that.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why it is, and I'm not trying to divert the issue here, but, I mean, if you're a party like the Democrats and you've got a guy in your party, in the leadership of your party, who's a former KKK member, all right, and he's apparently just like, you know, he's the cat's meow, you know, Robert Byrd, right? You got a guy who's a former KKK member. You got a guy who's killed his girlfriend drinking, coming home from a party, drowns her, leaves her to drown in an upside-down car, and he's a leader, leadership position in a Democratic Party. How can you legitimately, even as a Democratic Party, even if in fact it's true that George Allen's used the N-word 30 years ago, how do you justify that being an issue today?
Nice argument of analogy there.
Very good. You know, Jamie, I've wrote about this before on my blog, and it's a hot-button issue with me, and that is how racist Democrats, whether they be black or white, get away with murder in the media. They really do. I mean, probably some cases literally. They can get away with saying things that a white Republican could never get away with saying. And that's why Robert Byrd is in the position he's in now. Nobody took him to issue in 2001 when he used the word, the white N-word, twice on Fox News. He's still in a leadership position today, and as a matter of fact, is looked upon as a well-respected member of the Democratic Party.
Well, and you got Jesse Jackson, who riffed on Jews and called New York Heimetown, and then the guy's like got instant credibility every time he opens his mouth with the news media. And
to segue that into Bill Clinton, he actually gave Bill Clinton marital advice at the time of the Lewinsky scandal, if you can believe that. And Jackson actually had problems of his own on that front. So, folks,
you need to go to sistertoldyou.com for not only the breakdown of the George Allen thing, but also a follow-up to the President Clinton issue, because after all, as we pointed out earlier, and we're going to point out here in the lightning round in a second here, Sister Told You, that it's as Clinton knows and should know better, it's not the act that's always going to get you into trouble. It's the cover-up, and now people are starting to pick apart the falsehoods that he tried to snow Chris Wallace with yesterday on Sunday. And he's actually now there's a lot. Even Condi Rice has come out and said, this guy's a liar, right, essentially.
Right.
Clinton can't get away with what he got away with back in 1998. Back in 1998, he could lie in front of the cameras and he could get away with it. He can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And that bothers him. And that's why he and his administration went full barrel at the path to 9/11. And that's why they're so upset with Chris Wallace, because they actually question his legacy. God forbid.
Yeah, right.
Coleman and Smash in the morning.
Well, he's still got Meredith Vieira on his side, so she likes that squint and that little squint that he has. All right, Sister Told You, sistertoldyou.com. Thanks a lot for being with us. It was great talking to you.
Thanks, guys.